many of us have them? Friends. Ones we can depend on. Friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Before we go any further, let's be friends.
Oh, you was about to see. I'm telling you, the beats go hard, but the raps are... I don't want to say they trash because I don't want no old heads on my case, but they didn't used to really deliver like lyrically in the way that they think they did. Like if you listen to the rest of that song, they talking in slow ass syllables about friendship, but the beat go ham.
I mean, but friendship, that's what we talking about this week. Fresh Air Podcast.
Yeah.
You know, season 1, episode 3. It's Ish. You know, I'm here. Dress. Born to play. All day.
Oh. That's it? You got more bars?
Nah.
Well, it's Ju. I don't have the bars. It's just Julia. That's it. So what's your tent this week, Ish? What's your tent this week?
I don't know. I was kind of confused about my tent this week, but I would say it's kind of disrespectful.
Okay.
I feel like because... J. Cole and a baby and Lute. I didn't really know who Lute was until...
Shout out to the 4.
I'm not even going cap. I didn't know who he was.
North.
But they all from North Carolina, right? They all from... Two of them from Charlotte. J. Cole from Fayetteville, but he always in Charlotte.
J. Cole from Charlotte for real, but you wanna,
he from Fayetteville, but always in Charlotte. But neither here nor there. They had a song Under the Sun or whatever, and they chose to record... the video in New York. I don't understand
it. It was a dope ass album though.
It was, but I feel like it's still disrespectful because like you're all from North Carolina.
Right. That was the opportunity.
Like, I'd right to do it for your city, but like you chose New York to record it in. That's just real disrespectful.
Real sellout ish?
You know, kind of. You know? Okay. That's why I feel like that's kind of disrespectful. That's my temp for the week. What about you?
I'm real chilly, y'all. It's September. The leaves are starting to fall. It's about to get real spooky in this bitch. But I'm coming down with a cold. And I know somebody else is out there. Like, we are in that season where it's hot during the day. But once it hits 7 p.m., baby, you need a jacket. You need a jacket. And I'm getting sick, but I'm ready to get spooky. I'm ready to get spooky.
It's not even October yet.
I mean, once August 31st flips to September 1st, It's spooky season.
Okay.
Honey. That's I just see. On that.
I'm here for it. I love the fall. Sweaters, hoodies, boots. I was telling one of our friends, like, I'm so excited because the outfits just skyrocket. Like,
summer you definitely get to be naked. You know what I'm saying?
All the time.
That's your fashion. But fall is when the real dresses and finesses step
out. I'm not a dresser or finesse, but I'm here for a comfy sweater. And a nice brown boot. Like,
A nice brown booty.
With a small little heel in there or whatever. But yeah, you know, fall, chilly, disrespectful. Our tips for the week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we feeling. I would like to shout out Janae. I'm Janae. She won our Easter egg. If you watched our live. That was my drum roll.
Yeah, she won.
Well, won our raffle for our Easter egg. Yeah, so we're going to be reaching out to you, Janae, letting you know what you want, even though if you watch the live, you already know
what you want. Yeah.
But,
and for everyone else who commented, like, thank y'all for watching to the end. Like we said in our live, if you haven't watched our live, I'm pretty sure this stuff is not up there. But basically, we're going to have Easter eggs further along, you know, random times in the season. We're not going to have them every episode, as you know. But... yeah, don't feel no type of way.
Because you have another chance. You have another chance to win.
If you keep rocking with us.
Definitely. We also wanted to shout out DK, Darren Ken.
Yeah. Oh! Y'all, if you remember episode 1, I talked about... Was that episode 1 or last week?
Episode 2,
excuse me. It's a lot going on this semester. Hot girl semester. Anyway, that's besides the point. I said that De'Ara and Ken's relationship was not normal in terms of, like, they're the anomaly of that whole kind of social media relationship. And guess what? They're getting married.
And he recorded it.
No, okay, see, I didn't like that.
He recorded the engagement.
I didn't like that because it was already being recorded. This has nothing to do with their shout out, but shout out to them. Very happy for them. But in this day and age, do not propose to me and pull out your phone.
The phone was in front of her
face. In her face. Like, can this moment be just between us? Like, the people don't need to see this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's already being recorded. And he all up in her face. Like, bro, back up.
But I mean, in their lifestyle, they are... They
that's
are
their livelihoods, but I get it. But I'm still like, dang, where's the emotional? Like, it was emotional, but I just wouldn't want a phone in my face. But
I mean, me neither.
Different
me
strokes,
neither.
Different folks.
I also don't want people to see my ugly cry or whatever. But it's fine. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. But you know, last week's question of the episode, segued kind of into friendship and boundaries and. How do you address when they've been crossed, right? And our questions were, like, literally, how do we define boundaries in friendships? Like, mm-hmm. how do we explicitly define them? And then how do we address when those boundaries that we set, you know, that we defined, how have they been, like, when they've been crossed, like, how do we address that, right? So we asked you guys, and people, like, commented under our post or whatever, which we need more people to, you know, comment.
Yeah, let us know how you feel. Conversation.
You know, we want to have a conversation. We want to talk to you. We will respond to you. If you DM us, we will respond to you. We will talk to you.
But bring it on the TL. Like, DMing us is cool, but, like, not only do we want to have the conversation with you, but we want you guys to have the conversation with other people that listen. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Because you never know. Like, I see some people like it, though. Mm-hmm. You know how, mm-hmm. like, somebody comments and, like, I've seen that. But
yeah. But we just gonna go through the comments, really. That's probably, like, how y'all thought this was gonna go. We're gonna go through the comments, we're gonna read the comment, and then we're gonna discuss the different parts, right? So the first comment was from Jay Phrase, 1992. Shout out to my buzzo, whatever. And he said, it depends on the situation, and communicating is the best way, but if boundaries are crossed, that could possibly end a friendship.
And that's facts.
I honestly think that's so true. Like, it does depend on communication. It depends on the level of communication that you and that friend share. Because we're not even getting into the different levels of friendship, right? Because I can talk to a friend I've had for 8 years very different than I talk to a friend I've had for 2 years, right? And that in that communication...
Or 2 days, yeah.
You know, if we cross that boundary, if a boundary was crossed, it could possibly end the friendship that I have for 2 years, you know? That could have meant something really to me. So communication, I think he was onto something, Josiah, when you said that. Next comment, we have Jayla Fledger. Mm-hmm. And she said that...
I feel within a friendship, you should be able to talk about the things that make you most uncomfortable with no judgment. I feel if there's a problem that needs to be addressed, it should be addressed with no malicious intent. And if the other friend is not understanding that, then they are part of the problem. Mm. Or that's their problem, or the problem. Either way, it's a challenge. It's an issue.
I feel that, but I also feel like, what if... You say it should be addressed with no malicious intent, right? Mm-hmm. But what if the person being addressed feels that there is malicious intent?
Well, then, like, I don't think that's on the person who's addressing it. Because I think malicious intent is like, I'm telling you this to hurt your feelings. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you this because I don't want to see you grow as a person. If you have a friend that's expressing how they feel... And they are not telling you this because they want to see you grow. They're telling you this because they want to hurt you. Then mm-hmm. that's already an issue off rip. And I feel like you would be able to gauge that. And I think that's also up to the person who's receiving the mm-hmm. comments. Like, how do I feel about this person? Do I feel mm-hmm. like this person is trying to help me grow? Or do I feel like this person is trying to hurt my feelings? And then if you vocalize that and then they're like, I mean, I'm just telling you. Then that person may not
be different for you.
May not.
Okay. And then we had Dame, Uncle Dame. Shout out to him. His birthday just passed or whatever.
Uncle Dame.
But Uncle Dame on there. And I feel like he was referencing the specific episode.
But it's cool.
But it also kind of answered part of the question. I don't know, because he did note boundaries. Mm-hmm. But the comment said, the biggest problem that I have come to understand when hearing y'all talk about Netflix and chill, with quotation marks around it, is that we don't actually speak in plain terms. We leave so much room for gray area, both parties, and so there are no boundaries ever discussed. And I think the question is, who's at fault? And the person who didn't see, is it the person who didn't seek answers or the person who took advantage? So he's talking about the boundaries of, like, when you say, oh, we Netflix and chilling, we chilling,
well,
we kicking it.
Well, it is technically a friendship. It's a friendship with benefits.
It is a friendship with benefits.
A friendship with benefits.
But he's saying, so, like, if you never discuss boundaries, right, like,
how can you get mad?
How can you get mad? Then whose fault is it? Is it the person who consented but didn't discuss the boundaries, or is it the person who accepted the consent and did what they wanted to do.
I don't know. That's a trick question. Like, I feel like that's really rhetorical. I feel like the answer is obvious. I think mm-hmm. it's the person who obviously took advantage. But at the same time, it's like, you're right. If you didn't take the time out to say, hey, this is how I feel, this is what I want, mm-hmm. whether it's a relationship, friendship, or whatnot, then that low-key is your fault because you're being, like, you're kind of passive about what you want.
Yeah.
And, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, honey.
I feel like all of us are.
Don't get fed.
All of us are culprits of that sometimes. Like, we'll say things and we'll leave this room for gray area interpretation.
Yeah. Because we assume that the person is going to, like, you know,
understand, you know, but... And that's in friendship, situationships, relationships.
Hell, with my mama. Like,
and we just happens. Assume you're going to understand what I mean, you know, even in, like, how we communicate, how we speak, how we physically communicate and things right. like that. And that gray area is always present. So good comment, dames, up over here starting conversation or whatever.
Yeah, I really enjoy, like, reading through them and kind of having that discourse. Because me and Ish obviously seen the comments prior to the recording mm-hmm. and having that discourse because I feel like, people have different, like I said, different views. Like, some people that I talked to who didn't necessarily comment were just talking about, like, what are boundaries in friendships? Like, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, what do you mean, what are boundaries in friendships? I think it's the same thing. Like I said in episode 1, sometimes people only put emotional energy and emotional literacy to romantic relationships mm-hmm. when that's not fair to your friends. So, we're about to get into it, man.
And sometimes it can feel like, not your friend, you're in a relationship, like, in a romantic relationship with your friends, mm-hmm. but because that, like, emotions are involved, and discussing boundaries are involved, mm-hmm. and yelling, and being mad at each other, and, oh my gosh, you broke my heart, you broke girl code, it can feel like it's a relationship.
Honestly,
like,
friend breakups are worse than romantic breakups, because I feel like romantic breakups, you can move on, like, it's normal to move on, but with my friend, it's like, damn,
you're my friend,
I really built something with you, like, I mm-hmm. told you everything, especially, like, if it's a long friendship, it's like, wow, like, you were such a big part of my life. Whereas relationships, I've never really been in one, so I don't really know I don't really know what that feels like, but I feel like it would definitely hurt me more to break up with my friends than break up with a nigga, because I feel like breaking up with a nigga is like, damn, I can take that time and piece me back together. I think it depends, because
sometimes people are friends with that nigga.
So, well, then that's when you're really
you're do. so close to that person.
That's your bestie.
That is your best friend. And so, like, when they hurt you, and
it's
when
a
they
double-edged sword, because you know? Want that, but you don't want the pain that happened. Like,
definitely,
comes with it.
Definitely. And a part of, like, us taking these questions, answering these questions, is also, like, us answering them. Us, how do we define boundaries in friendships?
Me personally, I feel like it obviously matters by the friendship, because mm-hmm. like you said earlier, there are levels to friendship. So I have, like, friends I've been, you know, friends with for years, friends that I've been friends with just in college, just in high school. And it's just definitely levels. And I think that for me, the higher the level is, the looser? Is that what I want to say? The looser the boundaries are in terms of what I'm willing to give you, mm-hmm. whether that be physically, emotionally, mentally, what I'm willing to do for people that I truly, like, love. We've been friends forever. Mm-hmm. It's completely different from what I'm willing to do for associates. Like,
I agree.
I will wake up out the bed at 2 a.m. if my BFF, one of my, you know, down people, I would be willing to go do that. But someone that I just met, like, 4 months ago, calling me at 2 a.m. And even though the type of person I am, I may still do it. But it's like, it's going to be a hesitation. Whereas one of my bitches, no hesitation. I'm but like out. 10 toes, TTG, period.
That's I'm here for all that. But, like, is that us? Do you sit down and you explicitly define that with those new people?
I think it's
because with if them? They, no. Like, because if they text you, obviously you haven't defined the boundary. You haven't stated that this is the boundary.
I have a good example for that. Because back, I'm not going to be messy. I'm not going to be messy and give exact details so where people can pinpoint. But I had a friend who didn't understand, like, the boundaries were immediate for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. the loose boundaries were immediate for them. Whereas for me, I have to grow into it. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? I have to grow with you to feel comfortable to do that with you. Whereas for them, it was immediate. And then I felt rushed or forced to catch mm-hmm. up to their boundaries because I didn't want to make it feel like it was a one-sided friendship. Mm-hmm. But in hindsight, looking back, I wish I would have really sat down with them and told them, hey, sis, I'm not ready for what you're trying
I'm
to do.
I'm not where you are.
in terms of friendship. Like, I think we can get there most definitely, mm-hmm. but you trying to have me do stuff that me and my, like, my sisters do, and I just don't.
What's the sister?
My sisters, I feel like they're very, they know who they are. Like, we've mm-hmm. been friends since before I even got my first period. Not trying to be TMI.
But I also feel like there are certain people that do come into your life that
take that position.
That take that position real quick. But then there are people who want to take that position real quick. And they like, you can't force that. The people who quickly take that position as you're my cousin. Oh, you're my sister, you're my fam, you're part of the fam, mm-hmm. who, like, come in and they quit. It's because the energy and the, like, it's real, it's genuine, and it's
already there. And I definitely have friends like that, too, who they haven't known me before I was involved. You know? It's just like, but there are people who have, and who have that space forever. Like, mm-hmm. my sisters can never leave my life, no matter what they want to do. I will find you. But then there are people who have come in later, who definitely mm-hmm. have stepped into that role, but I'm not going to sit here and say that they're on the same level, because I would be lying.
I want to say, I don't think I would, because we talk about weddings a lot. Like, yeah. Me and my friends talk about weddings and marriage and a lot, and, like, when we're thinking about, we're at this age, we're, like, 20, 21, 22, right? Mm-hmm. And we're thinking about who's going to be in the wedding, because in, like, a smooth 10 years, some of us going to be married. Who are we putting in the wedding? And if somebody like me with, like,
70,000.
I got, like, 10 friends from this part, 8 friends from this part.
There's a lot of people in your lives in different places, but I think it's very clear in my head who's who.
I know that 4 people, 5 people got a smooth, secure spot. They know who they are. We've discussed it.
But, like, once again, that just goes back to the level of friendships, and I think that isn't something that's malicious, going back mm-hmm. to that word. It's just what it is, and I think that a lot of times people try to elevate or exaggerate their places in people's lives to make themselves feel better, and it's like, that's not that person's fault, because that's not what they were ready for. That's what you said you wanted, mm-hmm. and just like a romantic relationship, it's like, you can't force people to do stuff on your time. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, we cool, but you ain't my sister.
Yeah.
We cool, definitely. But we ain't cousins. Like, you're an associate.
How do you address that, though?
Just like that.
But, so you can come up to a person who's obviously put forth, not to crunch any toes, but who's obviously made those loose boundaries. You're not here for it because you're not on that level with them. So you come to them and you're like, hey, sis, we're cool. I'm coming for you. I'm crunching your toes.
First of all, I wouldn't even say, hey, sis, because I'd just be like, hey, boo, to be real with you, like, I think that our friendship is cute.
Okay.
What I don't think is cute is, like, doing things that I'm not comfortable with yet. And are you saying, have I done that in the past? No. But am I a different person now? Hell yes. And will I say some stuff like that? Hell yes. No, baby girl, that's not who we are. We don't do that. You know that video? We ain't never did that before. Calm down. And that's just what that is.
Okay.
How do you define boundaries? You don't question me. How do you define boundaries?
How do I define boundaries? Honestly, I'm one of those people who come in and it's like, I create that gray area.
Yeah.
On accident. I'm not even going to sit here and lie to the viewers and cap or any of that. I am one of the people who accidentally create a gray area, but it just so happened that, like, my friends,
it turns out right.
You know, like, my friends just understand those boundaries, or my friends have created boundaries for me. Like, it's like friends that I have from certain parts of my life mm-hmm. are going to act very different than my best friends, my sisters from middle school. Mm-hmm. And they know that. Right. And then there's sometimes that it's like, I have to articulate to you, like, when we're talking about boundaries being crossed mm-hmm. and, like, how do we address them? I have to articulate to you, I don't like when you do that. Please stop. And then when you continue to do that, at that point is when I start to question our friendship. Because a part of friendship is you hearing me and you understanding, I don't like when you do that. And then you continuing to do that.
You're a toe cruncher.
You continuing to do that is like, okay, that's not friendship. Right, another part of boundaries.
Would you say
is like,
it's not friendship, or do you think that person is just learning? Like, I think a lot of times we have friends that are learning how to be friends, and I've learned, not even trying to sound like these Twitter girls, but everyone is not built like me, and everybody's not built like the people that I have. I would have to say mm-hmm. that I've, like, taking it personal. I've known you since we were 9. You have not always been this person.
I didn't like you.
You had to be, but not even talking about me specifically, but in the way that you friend, right?
Okay.
like, we all had to kind of like mold ourselves into the way that we had to be for each other. Mm-hmm. Like, a very basic example, you didn't like sharing. And then you came into our space and it was just like, homie, if you don't like sharing, this is not the space for you. And so you realize, I value these people.
Okay.
So I'm going to, you know.
But see, you had that conversation with me. I remember plenty of times being yelled at for not wanting to share my share size twigs.
It was OC. Like,
I remember plenty of times being yelled at for it. And then me mentally having the conversation with myself of, okay, I do like these people.
Right.
These are my friends. I'm going to share my twigs.
But how do you have an adult conversation with something like that?
That's the thing. When it's to the point where it's like, okay, I don't necessarily have to talk about it, mm-hmm. but I am emotionally maturing to the point where I can come down here, walk downstairs quite literally and say, okay, I had an issue with this. Mm-hmm. You had an issue with this. Obviously a boundary was crossed because we started arguing. We left it on an unclear.
I wish I could see her hair moves.
We
right
left
now.
It on an unclear moment.
She's throwing gangs.
So let's talk about
right,
it.
Right. Okay.
Let's have a conversation. I feel like in that moment, it separates my real friends and the people who right. care about that friendship versus other
people. I think
people.
Even in that, like, I feel like the way that conversation is held and the way that you can candidly express, that shows the real from the fake, too. Mm-hmm. Because, like, what Jayla was saying in her comment is, like, if it's a real friend, me telling you how I feel should not hurt your feelings. And something that I've been kind of on the wave of lately after I've had a very transformative experience in a lot of ways. And so for me, it's like, I'm unapologetic about what I say, right? Mm-hmm. But I always know that there's room to grow in how you say stuff to your friends, because mm-hmm. it can come off as malicious, depending on if I tell you, I don't like what you got on versus, I mean, I think you have better options. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I said didn't change, but how I said it to you is what, you know, gave you a different perspective of it. And with boundaries, it's like, you telling that person, I don't like when you do that, please let's not do that again, versus, don't do that. That's not what we do. Like, you know what I'm saying? That could come off.
But then how do we then address those friends that it will hurt their feelings? Because I feel like I have some friends that I'm not even going cap, like, you're an associate to me, and, like, I don't necessarily know how to address when you've crossed the boundary because we haven't communicated the kind of friendship we have. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to address, like, when you've crossed the boundary because I know that it might hurt your feelings. And I know that we're on two different levels of friendship. Like, I know we're in two different mental spaces. So I know that if I say, when you do this, it annoys me, it's going to hurt your feelings. So then how then do I articulate myself without?
I think it goes back to how you say it and the words that you choose to use. And if that person still gets offended, then that's no longer your fault.
Mm, okay.
I feel like it is your fault if you come on some really, like, bitchy, you know, like, don't mm-hmm. do that. Like, versus, I understand what you may think, you know what I'm saying? But this is how I feel. Because mm-hmm. you can't fault somebody for how they feel. If how I feel hurts your feelings, that has nothing to do with me.
Right.
That has nothing to do with me. But if what I say, like, well, not what, how I say it hurts your feelings, mm-hmm. then that's my whole thing. How I feel and the contents of what I'm, or the context, excuse mm-hmm. me, is never going to change.
Okay.
How I say it
might change.
How I, the place, the time, all of that, you can be wrong in that situation. You mm-hmm. can cross a boundary in that. Because just because we're associates doesn't mean I don't owe you respect.
Definitely. And I think, like, obviously I'm not going to address some stuff in front of a whole group of people.
Right.
Like, if all my friends are sitting in the room, one of my friends pissed me off, I'm not going to say, hey, bitch, you pissed me off right here in this moment. But if I walk away, if I take my time, pull them aside, I walked away, they walked away, so then we meet up in a space that's away from our friends, mm-hmm. right? And then we have that discussion. I feel like that's how we address when they've been crossed.
Definitely.
I feel like that's a healthy way to address the crossing of boundaries. Hey, you said this. And you crossed the boundary. I didn't like it. Let's talk about it. I love you. You love me. Let's, you know.
And I think you brought up a very important thing just now. It was love. If it's a real friend, love should be, like, shout out to Barney, bro. You stupid. If love is the intent, if love is what you're starting from, then it will end right.
I agree.
If you're moving in love, it will end right. If you're moving in something else that you, like, it's not going to
I agree, but sometimes
it becomes your fault.
Definitely. But sometimes you love your friend and mm-hmm. you care about your friend. Mm-hmm. and you care about whether your friend is okay, whether they'll be okay, but you're not okay. You know that song by Jeremy, I don't know his last name, Zucker or something? It's all right to not be fine.
I don't know that song.
Okay, never mind. Let's plug Jeremy. Like, stop. But there's that part that where song. It's like, it's all right to not be fine, but like, it's sometimes okay to be not fine by yourself. Mm-hmm. And then like a friend enters that space, right? Mm-hmm. And then they unload, which happens to everybody in friendships, right? Yeah. I do it to you. People do it to me. And the other day I blew up because I was like, I can't keep taking on other people's problems and not addressing my own. Mm-hmm. I was at work. Three people called me.
Right.
And each of those friends had an issue. Mm-hmm. Unloaded all their issues on me. Like, all the problems. Mind you, I'm also dealing with the fact that two of my people not coming to work. I gotta close the store. I got homework to do. Like, I got this. And now I have three other people who I'm worried about. Right, having issues with. And I got high blood pressure. So I'm not supposed to be distressed. God. I'm not supposed to be
now
distressed.
Now she in distress.
You know? And it's like, how do you address, like, we joking about it, but how do you...
I think it's quite simple.
How do you let your friends know, like, it's hey, I love you and I care about you, but kind of ask for consent before you...
self-awareness. Like, that's just what it is on both spectrums. I think that oftentimes as friends, we're trying to make sure our friends aren't burdened. We're trying to make sure they're not stressed. We're trying to make sure they're good. But you need to know that you're going through shit and bitch, you're not good. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So no, I can't talk to you right now. And self-awareness on that other person. When I call people, something that I've started to do, and I do this more so with more, like, I don't do this with all my friends and I need to. And I think that this is something that's very important. It's when I call you and I know I'm about to rant versus when I'm calling you just to chat. If I call you and I'm about to rant or I have something that, you know, I need to chat about, I'm going to say, I need to release. And that, hold on, let me pause, back up. I need to vent. Mm-hmm. Are you in the mental capacity right now to talk to me about it? Mm-hmm. And if they say no, okay, understood it. Love you. Hope everything, you know, whatever you're going through, you go through it. And I hang up.
I kind of do a similar thing, but I don't necessarily say that. What I do is I have my friend, plural, I mean singular, but like two or three friends that it's like who I can genuinely like really talk to. I let them know like a lot is happening. Like I like text them or let them know like a lot of shit is happening.
And wait for their confirmation.
Wait for the confirmation. And then like even if it's the day that they respond like, well, a lot of shit is happening with me too. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, do you need to talk about it? Because I need to talk about it kind of shit. And it's like, yeah, let's talk about it.
See, that's different. And I feel like that's something that you grow into.
I guess.
Because I don't think it's always been that way. Mm-mm. I don't think it's always been that way. I've been put in positions where my friends will just, you know, call me and say they have issues. And honestly, I have a policy, y'all. I have a policy, and Aisha knows about my policy. And it's kiki, but it really is something that helps me stay sane. It's like, in our house, I can only listen to one person's problem a day. Not because I don't love you. Not because I don't think you're not really going through something. But I know that in this space, there's a lot going on just from the person that inhabits it. Mm-hmm. So y'all bringing y'all outside funk is not making this inside funk any better. And sometimes it's like that person needs you in that moment. And you have to be able to say, am I willing to suppress what I'm going through to mm-hmm. make sure my friend's good? Which you should never have to do unless you, if that's what you want to do. But you should never feel like, you have to do that.
I feel like sometimes you do. I feel like sometimes you do. I feel like sometimes if you approach a situation and they don't ask for consent to rant, like, and it's like they're obviously struggling uh-huh. and they just start unloading immediately, I feel like it's my job as a friend
to set myself
aside, mm-hmm. set what I'm going through aside for that moment, let you express to me, and then let you know I'm also going through some stuff. So that was a lot for me.
So it could be a transaction. You know?
I mean, they tell you in communicating is a transactional process. No plug to my major, but it's a transactional process.
And I agree with that. I think that sometimes you do have to do that. And when you do that, that's what self-awareness comes back. And you have to realize that, like, you can't internalize their shit.
Yeah.
You can't.
You have to listen.
You have to listen. If you have feedback, you give it. But once mm-hmm. you hang up the phone, you can't internalize. You can't, like you said, you can't worry past the phone call, unless it's some life or death shit, then that's understandable. But if they're calling you because like their tire popped and they're upset because they had to pay for it, like, you, like, I hear you, But once I hang up the phone, like, that's not my reality.
Yeah, I agree. Especially if you're not in the same state as me, city as me, and it's, like, not much I can do, then it's like, please rant to me. Please feel free to let me know.
This is just for you to feel better, but once I hang up this phone, I'm not going to put this on my back.
Yeah.
Because it's not fair to you or them. Because it's not fair to you, because obviously you have another load. And it's not fair to them, because it's like, the next time, because sometimes you call your friends to rant and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
So the next time it's like, I'm putting this back on you. And you might have already moved on. Mm-hmm. But last thing I know, we were still struggling with this together.
Yeah.
So I just think, once I hang up the phone, if it's not something I can help you with in terms of physicality, okay. Love you.
Not even to make that sound like it's like a shady undertone or anything. It's not just shady.
It's just what it is.
Yeah. And at that point, if it's like, I can't help you, I do love you, I do care about you, I do want everything to be okay. Yeah. But a lot of us are in college. A lot of us are going through like the same.
We are going through growing pains.
We're going through the same thing, like in different ways.
Yeah.
Like there are people with, in it all changes based on your varying of like privilege, your school choice, the way your space and your surrounding areas are concerned, that affects like how you're experiencing those growing pains, but we're all going through it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to like hear you. I'm going to love you. But then when I hang up this phone, I have to then deal with my growing pains still, right? I still have to worry about, is my homework going to be turned in at 11:59 and it's 10:33.
Right.
Like, because I just took that 30-minute time to care about my friend, to chat with my friend. You know what I mean? Like, you have to...
It's a part of friendship.
It is, though.
What I'm not trying to say is, I'm not trying to say being selfish 24/7 is key, because it's not. But what I'm trying to say that it is, there's a time and a place. There's a time to step up sometimes and be a good friend, and there's a time to step down and be a good friend. Because even if I'm hearing you vent and I'm not in a good place, I'm not helping you.
Yeah. But I mean, sometimes... Like, there was one time where I was crying. Another friend was crying for the same reason. I happened to call that friend because I'm crying. Mm-hmm. We're both crying. And then in the end, it was like, but we got this.
Yeah, we needed
like,
that.
Like, we needed to cry together to let each other know that we're both going through the same shit, but we're both going to be okay.
Yeah, circumstantial.
You know, you have to. But sometimes it's not like that. Like we said, it what's happening around you may be very different. Mm-hmm. And we might be attacking it very differently. Right, going through it very differently
right.
than the other person, mm-hmm. right? But on that same topic of like space and like mental space, right? Mm-hmm. What about when you're like living? Let's like kind of segue into college friends. And when you're living, right, with your friends.
Are you talking about me?
When you're living with your friends, right, mm-hmm. in your physical space. Or even if you invite a friend over, like, your physical space, how they...
Yeah, I get in trouble for this all the time, because when I'm the type of person, I used to be an extrovert. I'm mm-hmm. definitely now an introvert in terms of, I have a social meter, and that shit goes down quick.
I think everyone, no matter if you're an extrovert or an introvert, have a social meter.
But no, I think some people are very invigorated by being around people constantly. Like, they need that. I don't need that anymore. Like, I can honestly say that for me, like, I love hanging out with my friends and stuff like that. But when you live in a house with your friends, sometimes you just want to go upstairs and lock your door and watch TV. And I never lock my door. I used to lock my door consistently. I never lock my door because I understand.
Pause. Why are you telling my business?
Sometimes you know.
I feel safe with my door locked.
Okay. I never lock my door because I don't want anybody to feel like I'm not unavailable, but, like, at the same time, I don't want to be bothered. And I get in trouble oftentimes. It's like, Julia don't like us. She don't love us no more. She don't want to be with us. And it's not that. It's just that sometimes as friends, we think that the way we show love has to always be in front of your face.
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
But I also think that, like, we've never really sat down as roommates and had that discussion of, like, well, this is when... When I do this, it's not me saying I don't love you. It's just me saying, you know?
Need time. And I think that, I mean, now we're spiraling kind of out of friends, but into roommates. So I'm trying to, let's push it back over a little bit. I think that when you're friends, you automatically feel entitled to your friend's mm-hmm. spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so sometimes. Like, bitch, you know, we can, you know what I'm saying? Rightfully so, we're friends. We could be together. We could do, and then other times it's like, you don't, like, not that you're not entitled to my space in this moment, but it's not, I don't feel the same all the time for you to have the same entitlement.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I need you to give me space. sometimes I need to give you space. But that goes all back to communication and self-awareness.
Yeah, I agree. And definitely, like, when you enter my space and, like, not even to just, like, throw shade, but, like, when you're physically touching stuff, make sure you put stuff back where it belongs. Like, if you're going to physically, if you my friend and you really rock with me, like, you
are
say
you rock
with me.
Are you throwing shade at me?
Nah, if you catch some shade, then that's just what you catch.
I was like, if you're throwing shade at me, like, I have receipts, like, RIP, my baby plant, Steve, because
I did not kill the plant.
Auntie Ish wanted to put your leaves back up and accidentally tore one. Amen. But it's okay.
I'm saying, I do it to Julia. All jokes aside, but on some real, like, if you enter my room and you move my stuff, at least I put it back where it belongs when I'm done with it. My biggest pet peeve with my friends is, like, when they walk in and they're like, oh, this is cute or whatever, and they take it, and then this shit disappear. Or that shit, it moved to somewhere.
Now you're getting into some robbery tease, and that's never been me.
Before. And I'm one of those people that I know exactly how my room was set up. Mm-hmm. So if I come and my picture of my mom's is on my, like, nightstand and it was on my dresser, obviously, then I'm going to be like, yo, who moved the picture? Which is not necessarily something that people always intend to do, but it's just going back to, like, communicating that with people. Like, if you're going to move this, like, at least just put it back where it belongs. Put it back in its place. Because when you enter my space, just please put it back in its place. No bars intended.
Okay.
No bars intended.
I think that's a good one. And then I think another thing, because we didn't say this, mm-hmm. but friendships is going to be a two-part series, because I think we talked a little bit about the levels of friendship. Mm-hmm. But before we end this episode, I have to talk about this, because if you follow me on Instagram @Juya_, that's J-U-Y-A
_
It's just because I put the live, but you can go ahead. Feel free. Go ahead.
At @thatsishatsishie. That's me.
Okay. Wow. A lot. No, but I made a live about this, talking about support mm-hmm. and friendship. And that goes back to boundaries.
Yeah.
I think boundaries are crossed for me in terms of support when it's like, you see me out here. You see me grinding. Mm-hmm. You see me hustling. And to not support me is like crossing that boundary of friendship in terms of respect. Mm-hmm. Like, I respect you enough to respect your hustle. So mm-hmm. whatever you do, whether that's putting freaking iron-ons on a t-shirt and flipping them for 50, mm-hmm. whether that's cooking trays in your dorm room, whether that's making music in somebody's SoundCloud basement studio, whether that's DoorDash, I don't care what it is. I want to see you win. You're my friend. And one of the things that I said and that I hold to myself, I don't care what anybody says, is I'm a supportive person. I'm a supportive mm-hmm. friend. And if I see you out here, I'm never going to ignore your hustle. This has been something for real. I know what it feels like to be the hater. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows what it feels like to be the envious friend. I know what it feels like to be on the other side of that. Mm-hmm. I know what it feels like to be in the middle. And what I can say is the only one out of the three levels that I just gave you that feels good is being the supportive friend. Mm-hmm. Being the hater doesn't feel good.
It doesn't.
Being the person that's hated on doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. The only thing that feels good is being that supportive person. And that's who I chose to be.
Yeah.
And it hurts me, and it crosses this boundary, like I said, in terms of respect, when everybody else can't get on that wave, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you see me doing something, you see me hustling, and you don't support me, but roles flip, you want me to support you. Mm-hmm. That's a no, ma'am.
I mean, even to just, like, specifically plug this podcast, ooh, like, to my friends out there, y'all, you don't even have to listen to all 45 minutes to give us a play.
Right.
If you listen to the first 2 minutes, that's a play. So, but like,
do
if,
listen to all 45.
I'm telling
you,
listen to all 45. But okay. if you call yourself my friend, if you say you're my friend,
right,
and all we need from you is 2 minutes
of your time,
2 minutes of your time, 45 minutes of your life that I know that you spend
scrolling on Instagram,
scrolling and not doing,
page.
You know,
he's gone.
Just turn it on in the back and listen to it. Break down what we're saying.
And
engage in the
right.
conversation. Like, That's all I ask from you, just the support.
And even,
you know?
Even under that, because mm-hmm. there's things under that that you can do. A simple repost. A simple retweet.
Right.
A simple like. But it's not even about the podcast is our baby. I've said
it
that
is.
Multiple times. It's not even about the podcast specifically. It's about the principle of it. It's about the principle. If you see me the way I see you, you know that when I eat, you'll eat, and vice versa. But the only reason that you would not support a friend and you would cross the boundary of becoming a hater is because you don't believe in what you got going on for yourself. You don't believe that you and someone else can be great.
At the same time. Not necessarily pitted against each other.
But I'm saying, like, I can be great and you can be great and we can be great together. It doesn't have to be, oh, she's doing her thing, I can't do my thing.
Or I'm going to do my thing and just...
And she shit on her thing because I don't want her to surpass me.
Right.
If that's how you feel about your friends, you should not be friends with them.
That's not your friend. Let's call a spade a spade.
Because you should never... Like I said, I've been the hater friend. I'm speaking to past Julia. I'm not going to sit here and be holier than now. I've been there. But like I said, I've chosen not to be there because nothing's there but lack. You're living in a space of lack. You lack self-confidence. You lack empathy. You lack compassion. And you lack respect for your friends. Because if you truly mess with your friends, if Aisha told me today that she gonna drop out of school,
this day,
quit her job, and start doing pedicures from our garage, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go to Walmart and I'm gonna buy her two basins. I'm gonna help my sister start up her pedicure business because I believe in her. I'm not gonna tell her. I might tell her that's a stupid idea, but then I'll be like, Julie, you know what? This is not your place. Your place is to support her. And if that's what she decided to do and she thinks she's thought it through, then let her do that. And I think a good example is how I want to be bald.
Definitely. The moment when you bring up stuff like that, like changing your whole hairstyle.
Like, by the time this is posted, I will probably be bald. Okay? And listening to this, when I told a select few people, it was no question about if they supported me. And this is not shade to anyone. There was no question. It was just like, why do you want to do it? Because I want to be bald. All right, bet, I support you. You're gonna look great.
Okay.
And then there were some of my friends who were like, that's dumb as fuck. If you cut your hair, you're going to look a mess. Don't do it. And it's like, damn.
Amen.
Where is the love? Like, because some of it can be rooted from love. And once again, like I said, some of it can be rooted from a space of lack.
Because I feel like sometimes it could just be like, have you genuinely thought about it?
And that's completely different than, you know, just... accusatory hating.
Yeah, I guess. I can see that. Whereas, like, me, I'm just like, if you want to cut it off, cut it off.
Now, don't
come to me. I said the same thing. Do not come to me. After you tell me you finna make a decision, I'ma still listen to you. But do not make that decision and then be like, no! Like, because that happened to my little sister. Then she threw her hat on and I was like, you gotta rock with it. I said, if you cut your hair off, now we gotta rock with it. Now you gotta fall in love with your bald head.
Right. And then like, not to make this about me being bald, but like, going back to the example that I said about her pedicure business, I'm gonna ask her. But if in the event that she decides that's what she wanna do, be a friend, you know?
Right, and support you. Girl, you're a bad bitch.
And
I think
even then that's another thing for me about boundaries is like our level and that kind of going, I mean, not to tell y'all about next week, but going into that, I feel like that's what sets apart associates from friends, from sisters to cousins.
You know, new friends from old friends, college friends from my real friend.
And real friends? College friends can't be real?
They can be real, but I feel like I have some friends who I met at college I consider my
college,
friend.
Like, you were
like,
just there.
You're my college friend. Then I have my friends from college that are, you're my sister's sister.
I get you. So I think that's what honestly sets them apart. But I think talking about boundaries and how they're crossed and addressing them, I feel like it's very simple. For me, if you do, like I should say, skip to the end to get your 2 minutes, honey, what I'm telling you, self-awareness and self-accountability. That's how you address it. That's how you define them. What works for you? What don't you like? What do you like? And tell your friend that. It's simple.
Definitely. I also think that when we're going to, like, in order to maintain these friendships, of course, be there for your friend. Be present. Yeah. Support your friend in that moment. But also think about yourself and support yourself, which is basically saying a similar thing that Julie just said. But support yourself and your friend at the same time. Like, you can do both. This idea that we can't do both, that one has to fight against the other, right, goes into like theories and things that we learn in school, right? We don't necessarily have to be pitted against each other to both be great. We can both be great and be great together and be friends and rock like that together, right?
Especially if you're friends with a bitch like me. I'm sorry. I'm gonna support you, but with or without your support, I'm gonna be great. And I'm not trying to say I don't need nobody, but honestly, I think that the company that we keep, the two of us specifically, like, there's no doubt that there's not greatness coming from us. But I'm going to just leave it at that. I don't want to crunch
toes. We're just going to pause the conversation. The point is to crunch toes, right? But we're going to crunch toes next episode, right? In the segue into next episode, we got our question of the episode. Once again, we're going to post it on Instagram, IG, and hope you guys tune in.
Please comment.
Comment. Let us know what you think. No bars intended. QOE question of the episode.
Right.
It is, how do you balance, right, your new friends and your old friends? And by that, you know, we talked about...
That can be a plethora of things.
Right? We talked about college friends versus home friends. That, now we've all seen that cross happen. How do you balance
that? It's real rocky.
That could be work friends and your home friends. Work friends and your college friends, because you work in college, but then your work friend meets your roommate and they're not vibing. Like, how
your
do you...
Your church friends and then your school friends.
Because it's those different. Can be very different things. How do we balance that? How do we bring those into the same space and still be together, positive, we have a good time, like that kind of thing?
And I have another good one. So you know how, like, we're talking about, like, best friends? I think they're... You have best friends in different places. Like, how do you balance that? You know?
How do you balance that? Yeah. Like, and we're just think about that question one more time. How do you balance your new friends and your old friends? Right? I do think that best friend tip was dope. Like, that. Like, just think about that.
Because I know in my life.
Yeah. How do you balance that? How do you find that happy medium where we can rock together? Or how do you intermingle, like, bring them both together?
Right.
Like, because I've had times where they both come together and they bangs with each other.
Right. And the other times where it's just like, dude.
We're just like, awkward silence, right?
So, I'm weak.
Once again, she question of the episode.
For those who didn't get that reference, she referenced my ninth grade acting career, which was short-lived.
Okay. But yeah.
Shout out to the thespians.
Shout out, whatever. But how do you balance that, right? So let us know. Let us know, IG. Tweet.
Our Twitter is dead, but we're going to try to, like, revive that hope.
We really want to grow.
We really want to grow. So...
But definitely, this has been episode 3, Friendships Part 1. Friendships Part 1, you got a friend in me, right? Of the Fresh Air Podcast. My name's Ish.
It's June.
And we'll see y'all next week.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is. I mean, he could be walking down the street. I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to this man.
Amen. We'll see y'all next week.